All right, I'm here with a one-man team, Team Evan. Tell me who you are and where you're from.
I'm Evan Lang. I am from Tacoma, right around here. Just drove up this morning. I work for Identity Mind normally. Been working with Kinect stuff for past about 6 months.
And so tell me about the project that you worked on.
Well, in the past 24 hours, I've been working on a demo that basically converts you into a Cylon.
Nice.
And that's about it. And he has a flashlight.
Okay.
Originally, I wanted it to be like a little gun thing, and you do a gesture and go pew pew, but I only got that about halfway done. So it's a flashlight.
And so you got here this morning. How long have you been working on this?
Well, since I live so close, I actually went home to work on this, but I've been working on it since about 10 a.m. last night. Now, unlike a lot of the groups, I'm actually relatively well-rested on 4 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. So
that's the norm for a programmer, isn't it?
That's actually pretty normal. Yeah.
All right. So can you show us a demo of this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, hi, I'm a Cylon. That's about it. What it does is it looks at the depth image that comes back from the Kinect. And if you've ever seen the depth image come back from, like, the KinectHacks.net or something like that, it's a little flaky, you can tell. I mean, the data's there, but it's not really visual quality. So the main work of this demo was to take that depth data and massage it into something really, that's visually appealing. So that's the work done there. And then, you know, use that to generate a bump map and apply some lighting just to make it look metal. That's about it.
Excellent.
And
Great. Nice. Nice. I don't have my visor on, though, so yeah, I'm just the metallic guy.
Hey.
Nice. Very cool. I love it. Nice. And so what do you think you'd work on if you had a little bit more time?
Well, I'd finish my little gun thing, and what I wanted to do was add a ability where you can kind of dance around a bit,
yeah.
And it would make the shader since the shader makes it kind of look like the Terminator kind of robot, right?
Yeah.
So I was gonna make him sort of wiggle around, warp around a little.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been cool.
Very cool. So what'd you learn about the Kinect at the code camp?
What I learned, actually, most of what I learned was with the audio. I'm really impressed with the way it does its audio, with the way the audio hardware is set up. Now, the speech recognition thing has been a part of Windows for a long time, but if you've ever tried to use it, you know it doesn't really work very well for most, like, microphones. But the Kinect is particularly well-suited to it because it's actually the four microphones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and that allows it to basically hear things similar to the way a human does. It can position the audio. It can tell kind of generally where it's coming from. It can filter out, noise that's in the area except for that. And it's really it makes it really good for speech recognition. And I'd actually like to. I don't know if it's possible yet, but I'd like to get into it and see if I can dig into its more like positional capabilities and maybe play with that in an application. Figure out where someone is based on where they're talking, stuff like that.
Yeah. So you did another project, because one wasn't enough to do in 24 hours. So tell us about this other little one that you did.
This one I'm going to say doesn't totally count. It's a port of a tiny project that only took me a couple hours to make from the OpenNI stuff. I ported it from OpenNI to the Microsoft SDK in about 10 minutes. So really quick, really simple, but it's much more practical than being a Cylon.
10-minute apps. I like
yeah.
It. Awesome.
When I run it, it's going to detect that I already have PowerPoint installed, so
okay.
It's not going to complain about that. It's going to ask me to find a file.
Okay.
So, using conventional means, it is pick a file.
And you're picking a PowerPoint deck.
Yeah, this is a PowerPoint presentation that it took about 30 seconds to make.
Okay.
So by standing in front of it, there's no feedback, but it sees me pretty easily. Now, to go to the next slide, I just hold out my right hand. Takes you to the next slide. Do it again.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this.
Yeah, you're welcome.